Hello, welcome to I Don't Know with JoJo and
Kev on stage. Hello, friends.
Hello. Today we're going to be talking about Croods and Croods 2.
And crying in movies. We should title this Crying in Movies.
So, because yeah, we'll just
JoJo
start off with
that.
JoJo
made me cry in movie.
I wanted to watch it to refresh. And I was like, no, don't. We're not going to cry. It's fine. We already know the ending. No. That's not how that works at all.
No.
You even when I watched Big Hero 6, which is probably, we're on the plane. I feel like we've talked about this before.
But let's talk about how you decided to watch Big Hero 6.
There's movie options, and I was like, yeah, sure, Big Hero 6, that was a good movie. I kind of forgot. I remembered it was a good movie, and I liked it. I didn't remember Baymax dying, or not dying, but getting lost in that void space, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was sad, man.
You were crying. Big tears on the plane in the middle seat between
you
and
Isaac. Why do movies have to be sad? Like, I know he got rebuilt, so it's like, oh, okay, it's fine. But that's kind of like every sad part where somebody's about to die. But, oh no, they made, or, oh yay, they made it just in time. But yeah, you just can't not cry.
I remember watching, I cried at Big Hero 6 too, and The Croods.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was crying big time at The Croods as a father and caveman, feeling like, you know, hey man, this dad is just like trying to protect his family and he can't protect them from everything.
Uh-huh.
And oh man, when he threw them over there, I was like, okay, no. And I cried hard.
We watched it literally today. So,
in the theater. And then when Joe's like, hey, let's talk about The Croods again. I was like, oh, sure, let's do it. And then he was like, let's watch it again. And I was like, ah.
You did not want to watch it. And I was like, why? We already know they're going to survive and it's fine.
Yeah.
I guess we don't really have to say spoilers. It's like 7 years. No.
Eight.
8 years old now.
If you ain't seen The Croods, you cannot blame us.
You can't, yeah.
It is an eight-year-old movie.
Yeah.
And Big Hero 6 is probably 6 or 7 years old, if I'm not mistaken.
When did Big Hero 6 come out?
Let me look it up, Joe.
Hold on, let me think. I'm saying 2015.
2014.
Ah, dang it.
A year after The Croods.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, but it was kind of... Okay, we'll just talk about The Croods first. I love The Croods. It was a great movie. It was. It really was. It was funny. Thunk is hilarious. His dog, Douglas, I think that's just the worst, best name ever. Like, Douglas?
Douglas is a funny name for a dog.
It's not even a dog. Oh, speaking of, they had a lot of creative freedom, and they really did a good job. You know, because they didn't just make them dinosaurs. There were no, I think, not all of them, like the owl cat. It was an owl and a cat, but also just like the size of, actually,
like
it was decently
tiger.
Big. Yeah, it was like that. It was decently big. And it's just a lot of the animals are either based off something in real life, but just changed, like those red birds. They just ate that entire like hippo type thing. Again, it's a hippo, but not really.
It was like a whale.
But
hippo.
With legs.
Yeah,
I'm
it was
saying
like a
it's
whale
a hippo.
A whippo.
No, I'm saying hail. It's a, just stop.
A whip-lippo.
Okay. I'm saying it's
Dua
a
Lipa.
Hippo because whales don't have legs and hippos do, and they can actually walk on land. But it's just a hippo type thing, and those birds were just bird like things.
They were like a bird piranha mix.
Yeah, they were a bird piranha.
A piranha.
It's just the name.
Bird Hana.
Okay, you can't be saying this and then saying Douglas is a dumb name. A bird Hana?
I didn't say Douglas is a dumb name. I said it's a weird name for a dog.
Either weird, that's even worse.
Weird
for
doesn't
your
mean
case.
Dumb.
Okay, but that's even
and
worse.
Also for a dog, not just in general.
It's not a dog, though.
It's a close resemblance of a dog, Joe.
It's
a dog
a
warthog.
Close.
It's a dog hog.
I've been saying.
A wart dog. Because like warthog, but dog. Warthog.
Are you just going to do this the entire time?
Dog wart.
Okay. But all of the animals were just two and, like, slightly bigger, like the owl cat and the saber-tooth rainbow tiger type thing.
Yeah.
And also, there wasn't really a villain. Like, the owl cat and the rainbow tiger, I'm just going to call it the rainbow tiger. It was, like, they were just animals. They weren't really villains.
Nah, they were villains. They're the antagonist.
But they weren't, like, at the end, the owl cat kind of got stopped early. When the cave got destroyed, we never saw the owl cat again. And I guess the tiger was, but they didn't really, like, have a fight.
But they were in legit danger because of those things. They were always
always in danger, though. Like, the punch monkeys. And also, they just didn't take fall damage. They fell from so high all the time, and they're just like, yeah, okay.
They had thick skulls. Souls.
Okay. I guess Eep and Guy were kind of the main characters, but, like, again, not really. And the mom's hair, why? Why? The mom's hair. What was her name?
Uga.
Yeah, Uga.
Grug and Uga.
Her hair. Why was her hair actually done? Why?
That was only after, like, half the movie was already over.
I know, but that's even worse. Why didn't they change it in the first place? They could have just kept it messy like almost everybody else's.
Because she was going to Tomorrowland, Joe.
So did everybody else.
Yeah, but they didn't need to have a new version of their hair.
Why did she have to have a new version?
Because she was, like, tired of her old self from high school when she met Grug. She was like, I need to be new and sexy.
Who would the teacher be?
Them other cavemen people that died.
They died.
Yeah, but they
didn't. Who would be the other students? Where would the school be?
In a school cave?
In a school cave?
It's a large cave for most people.
Why are you... You're really going on with this?
Yes. You don't know, man. You don't know how cave children learned? Who taught them about Kill Circle?
We don't know.
Cave school, Joe.
Okay, you're... I'm just
Scave gonna... school.
Okay, so, I'm no, done with school this. Cave.
Kavul.
There was a Gabagool. Really funny move. Can you not... Okay.
Let me tell you something.
Why are you still going on with this?
Let me tell you what I want to say. I had forgotten everything about that movie except how it ended. I forgot how funny that movie was.
It was
the
a
very
funny
beginning,
movie.
Like
release
football.
The baby.
the baby is funny in both movies,
mm-hmm.
but. That whole opening, like, football sequence when they're trying to get the egg, I was having a great time, man.
It was a funny. It is. Thunk is. He's so dumb. Like, when Grug was telling the stories about how a tiger girl was going up the cliff and curious, and then she died, Thunk was like, what? Who would ever do that? That's so dumb. I would never do that. Right, Eep? Also, Eep was Tiger Girl.
And the fact that Thunk kept running into, like, walls and trees.
When he first found Douglas, he was like, ah! He's so dumb. It's hilarious.
He's kind of like, what's that show you guys watch, you and Zay, the Fart Fall Burp show? Larva?
Yeah.
He's like Larva. He just does funny things. There's not a lot of, like, you know, something that goes into it. He doesn't take he doesn't take care of his body.
They really don't take damage, though.
No, I mean, and they don't take damage, but they could take care of their body if they used Care Up.
The cleanness! Oh, I didn't even realize.
Care Up is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan that helps you feel your best today and support you long term. All of Care's products are formulated with good for you clean ingredients that are backed by science. Care's in-depth 5-minute online quiz ask you questions about your diet, lifestyle, health concerns to help address your specific wellness goals. Carev's holistic online quiz is like getting a one-on-one consultation with a nutritionist, all without leaving your house. You can retake the quiz as your needs change, whether that's pregnancy, aging, or changing hormones for update recommendations whenever you want it. For updated recommendations whenever you want. Listen, I'm getting older. I'm almost 40 years old. I'm no spring chicken no more, Joe. I was 7 years old, but you add 30 to that, and that's me now. So I took my little online quiz. I got the supplements and I got the vitamins that fit my body, and I be feeling much better. One could say I'm taking care of my body.
I see what you did there.
I personally noticed waking up with a little bit more energy, which is important for me because I shoot a lot of podcasts and all type of shows. And,
you shoot podcasts? Who would have ever thought?
I don't know. It's crazy. And that energy to last all day is really important. If you want that same thing, I want you to take care of your first order. You'll get 50% off when you use the code JOJO50. Go to takecareof.com and enter code JOJO50 for 50% off your first care of order. Go to takecareof.com, enter promo code JOJO50.
JOJO50.
Take care of your body.
And back to the show.
Back to the show.
Okay.
So,
yeah, they just don't take damage.
They don't take damage.
When the rocks fall, when it was Smart Grug,
Was the funniest scene in the whole movie.
Smart Grug.
He actually had a lot of good ideas.
Yeah.
He had sunglasses, but just they blocked out the whole stuff.
You couldn't see anything.
But those are like those things. Have you ever seen those things people wear at night to go to help block the light out? That's what he created.
Well, I mean, they didn't. They're just kind of floating. They didn't go on the ears.
It was just his first run at it, man. Give him a break. Give him a break, Joe. He's a caveman. When he got his first idea, it hurt his body.
Oh.
But he was like, yeah, man, I have ideas. Oh, I'm so smart.
He said, I'm pretty sure this specifically, I don't have a brain. All the ideas come from the down below in my stomach and then back up to my mind. Goes back up to his mind, but he doesn't have a brain. That part was specifically, funny movie.
It's a funny movie. I really enjoyed it. I was really, honestly, I was surprised I cried again.
Because
the first time I watched it, the first time I watched it, I didn't know. I'm kind of in the moment.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, dang, this dad's going to die. And we had been watching, you know, movies have been letting parents die.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I feel emotions. Because I too, and it's crazy, that movie came out in 2013, so mm-hmm. you were...
You want me to?
No.
Math, or do you wanna...
Six.
Five.
No.
Mm-hmm.
What's 12 minus 8?
All right, you're right. Yeah, it's six.
You were six.
No,
and
I'm
I was 13. Already feeling like I'm losing control. They're growing and growing. And then 8 years later, same thing. I was telling JoJo the other day, because he loves to have a mind of his own. And as his parent,
I'm sorry I have a mind of my own.
As your parent, I want you to have a mind of your own. That is exactly in line with what I want you to do.
And also always agrees with you.
Agree with me as you make your own decisions. That's all I ask. When I ask you to do something, even if you don't know what I want, I need your mind to go into my mind and do what I want you to do, but make it your own choice. You have agency over your choices.
Wait.
Just choose what I want you to do.
The fact that none of that was over-exaggerated, maybe even under-exaggerated, really, why? Why do you do this to me?
I don't know. I really wish I had a good answer for you.
I thought you were going to take a deep breath and have a hot take, but no, you just said...
I don't know. It's hard, man. You'll see when you got your own little JoJo's. And he or she doesn't want to do what you want to do. Or if you have a little dog named John, and he grows up and he's like, hey,
no,
man.
No, I'm going to name him Douglas.
Please do.
I'm going to name my dog Douglas, even if it's a girl.
Have you thought about what kind of dog you would get?
No. I mean, kind of, sort of, but not nothing. Really. A medium-sized dog. Not huge.
What's medium?
Like Golden Retriever.
That's a pretty big dog, ain't it? We've had this conversation before.
Yes, we have.
I don't want to get into it. Your size of dogs is wrong, even though you were right last time.
Okay.
Let's stay off track.
I think that's it for Croods 1.
Yes.
Original Croods. Loved it. Great movie. It was hilarious. Good times.
Good times were
Croods
had by
2.
All.
I'm just going to talk about the first half. And then we'll move, because it's kind of two parts of the movie where it was them getting with the new family, the Betterman. And then the second part was dumb monkey part.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did not enjoy Croods 2 as much as Croods 1.
It was funny.
But it was also a little bit cringy.
It was a bit too, it just took a wrong turn with the Thundercat girls.
Oh, you checked out.
When there was the Thundercats, I was like, okay, this is kind of funny. But then they were actually using it to like beat them. I was like, I feel like it'd be funny if they just failed completely.
Hold on though, Joe. When that mom's hair came off and she was bald, we laughed harder at that part than we did at any part of either two movies.
When her hair, when they were at the table, right? And the grandma was like, I guess we're all just giving out our secrets.
We laughed so doggone hard at that. It was so funny, man.
Confused.
It was so funny,
like,
man.
This is gonna be like somebody's dream or something. This can't be real. she didn't have hair.
It was so funny, and
it was
just
so out of the blue too.
Man, that was. I don't know why we laughed. She was like, and she took that, and she was bald like me, and her ears were sticking out. And boy, we rewound that like 3 times. Or rewound that.
Yes, we rewinded.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad movie.
Back to the first half. I liked the idea of the Betterman and them getting and them walking through the walls. I think that's just hilarious, and they should have just. I feel like it was like a funny part.
Yeah.
But if they did too much, it would be like, yeah, okay. But they did it a good amount. I think that was funny, and all of them just being like, what are you doing? The Betterman?
Yeah.
And they were just being like, what do you mean? What are we doing? We're just living. And then just messing everything up.
Yeah. It was so funny. Also, Mr. Betterman, I don't know if he had a first name.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
He's one of my favorite actors, Peter Dinklage. He's always good in everything that he's in. He's in Game of Thrones.
Is that it, or do you want to say more?
No, I mean, I was just saying. So he was really funny. He's really funny in Game of Thrones. But the man cave part.
That's funny.
Was funny. It was just. It was. I didn't think they'd have a good angle for the Croods, because the first movie's angle was really clear.
Mm-hmm.
Dad must protect, but the world is changing around you,
mm-hmm.
and your kids want to grow up.
Okay. Speaking of, sorry to interrupt you.
It's okay.
But I think that's the problem with Croods too. I think if they would have stuck with the bananas and, oh, you need the bananas because of the punch monkeys. Remember that. That's established in the first movie. And mm-hmm. they should have just ran with that, with them being the problem because he ate all the bananas.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And like most of the movie was just them trying to figure things out, and like Greg maybe slowly eating the bananas. Mm-hmm. Like every day.
Yeah.
And maybe it was like a time lapse, because I mean, if it was just multiple days, then that would probably be a long movie.
Right.
Or it was just, you know, he just ate all of them, which he did in one day. But the point is, I think they should have went with the punch monkeys being the bad guys and them trying to work together to beat them and get out of their cage, house, whatever.
Yeah.
I think they should have just stuck with that and ran with it.
Yeah.
I do not think the big punch monkey and then the fight scene, I didn't like it.
Yeah, I was just like,
it wasn't even a funny one either. It was mainly like, yeah, now we have powers and stuff and we're cool.
Yeah, although The punch monkey as a punching as a way of talking. That was funny.
That was funny. It was kind of out of the blue that he could speak punch monkey.
It was.
But I guess he knew that they wanted bananas, so I guess I guess it can kind of make sense.
Right. Time out. I want to ask you something.
Oh, okay.
For the, and this is unrelated to anything we're talking about.
Oh.
Do you want to review Falcon and Winter Soldier for the podcast? Like each episode?
Sure. And not each episode. We could just do it like WandaVision, where you just reviewed a few episodes if something big happened.
Okay.
Unless it's not
good. Unless it's like...
Yeah.
It better be good.
I feel like, again, completely off topic, but I feel like with WandaVision, they just have to... They have to go with action. Because to have that bar set so high for WandaVision, or at least I think the bar was set high, they have to be like... no mysteries. We're just
straight
like
up WandaVision, punch and explosions.
Yes, it's just fighting, 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 and we'll just do our normal thing. Because WandaVision, it was a mystery thing. I don't think most people, at least most people, didn't expect it to be a mystery thing.
Right.
Like a lot of people didn't expect it to be a mystery thing.
Yeah.
And Marvel's just gonna do their normal fighting. Like the same with Endgame and Infinity, the entire Marvel saga of Captain America and their team against like all these bad guys. It was not a mystery. It was like, okay, these are the bad guys and they're doing this and they're doing that and we have to stop them. But WandaVision is like, they just have to go back with their normal ways with Winter Soldier.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Also, one quick question.
Is it on topic?
No, it's completely off topic.
Okay.
You don't like off topic, huh?
I mean, I guess. It's
your mom doesn't like off topic either.
Yeah, no.
You can go back on topic.
It's fine. You already have it.
The world's opening back up. How are you feeling?
We could talk. That'll be another episode.
Another episode? Okay. I thought it might be too far for you.
Yeah.
One more question. What's your favorite type of cheese?
Okay. Back to Croods too.
Okay.
Again, I think they should have just went with it and ran with it. I don't think, like, I feel like the big punch monkey, like, that was also out of the blue. Like, they can do that. Like, that's fine. But I feel like they didn't hint at that. Like, why did they need bananas? We didn't know until the punch monkeys showed up. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. And then there was a bigger one, and the punch monkeys were feeding the bigger one. And that's kind of like, why couldn't you just fight the punch monkeys?
Yes.
Like, when the better men made fire and was like, ah, I will scare you. And then they used them as weapons. I think that's hilarious. Mm-hmm. And they would actually use that. But they would actually use it wrong because they didn't know how to use it. And it would help them win.
Right.
And, like, I feel like they could have just had a better storyline with the fighting scenes because just the big punch monkey,
it was kind of like the immediate danger in the Croods one was like the cat, the saber-tooth tiger thing, and the like earth was moving.
There was the owl cat, it went off, and the saber-tooth was there, but then,
even like the explosions of like,
that was the main problem. And they had to run,
But so like tomorrow was they were almost forced to keep going because of the world.
They were definitely forced.
In the Croods too, they didn't have the same urgency of like, this thing is chasing me, that is thing. So it was like the part of Croods 1 where it's like, I don't want my daughter to grow up. That wasn't as prevalent in the second one, and therefore it's just like, okay, what are we doing here? They're just, it was more of a fish out of water approach to the movie than a like, I have to change it, I'm not ready to. All my skills, that's a good lesson for this movie too also. Go ahead.
I was just about to agree with you. We need, like, Grog being like, we need to stay in the cave, and Guy being like, well, if we do that, we're gonna die, and he's like, he's always with them, and then sooner, later, then the entire family was with Guy, and Grog was just having and then they were in the tar pit when he was chasing him.
Yeah.
He was just like, they always listen to you, so what I'm gonna do is kick you. Just not letting him do anything.
Yeah.
He just absolutely hated Guy, which I think that's a good in between, because if they all got along, then they would just run and it would be fine.
Yeah.
But since they got distracted arguing with each other, and Grog wanting to get to a cave, and it was just like, okay, we got to make a decision, and we have to make one now. Yep. We're not listening to you, so you're going to come with us.
Yes.
I think that's a good... I think it's just good. I think it's a good idea. It was played out well, and I just liked it.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
Okay. I thought you were going to say something.
No. You made a lot of valid points.
Okay. But with Croots, too... It was just kind of the opposite. They didn't have, like what you said, there was no urgency. Like, they got kidnapped, didn't they, from the monkeys?
Yes.
Yeah.
They did.
If they,
I was kind of checked out by that point in the movie, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The fun part was, like, excuse me, don't eat the bananas, this world's cool, this part, the wall. By the time they got connected by the monkeys, I was just like, okay, I want this to be over.
Oh, yeah. And when they were lost in the forest and the giant spiders is kind of...
It was just like...
The wolf spiders, again, that was a cool idea.
Yeah.
And again, punch monkeys, that's just monkeys, but they punch. That's not, I guess it's not creative, but that's fine. It's funny.
Yeah.
But they used them as rides again.
Same thing as
it was the same thing as the red owl cat. Also, what happened to that? At the end of the movie, they're riding a red owl cat, and then it just wasn't there in the second one.
I don't know. I didn't realize that till right now.
Yeah, but it was again like there wasn't any difference. They were just riding. They were just getting along with animals that at first they were like, "Yeah, no," and then they were like, "No, it's okay," and then they're like, "Oh yeah, okay," and then they ride them, and it was just the same thing as the last movie, but different animals.
Yeah,
and I guess it was also a spider, so that helped.
Yeah,
but they didn't change it up much.
No, you've been hitting really well. Good points. You know, I think you have a really good potential career in podcasting.
Thank you.
You have a natural. Great speaking voice. You are on time. You have clear thoughts. You have clear opinions.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. Like, man, I'm like, man, that kid's amazing. You are really good at this. Like, I'm obviously biased because you're my son, but I also, if you weren't my son and I just was like, hey, this is kids I'm recommended. Let me see if he sucks or not. I'd be like, nah, he doesn't suck.
Let's see if he sucks or not. The only two options. He sucks or he doesn't suck.
No, you're really good. Really, it's impressive. It's like.
Thank you.
Man, I wonder who his parents are. I wonder if they have anything to do with that or if he's just naturally gifted.
Okay.
Probably his parents more than naturally.
Did you want to add something?
No, man. I'm just having a good time.
Okay. That was kind of it.
That was kind of it, y'all. Watch The Croods 1 if you haven't seen it. Spoiler alert. I know it's probably been spoiled already, but it's a great movie for your kids. Me and Zay and Joe, Melissa, pretty much see it. Actually, I can't even say. Well, you guys haven't been as into animated movies in the last.
I have. You guys just don't watch them with me.
You lie. I asked you if you wanted to see Raya and the Last Dragon.
You asked Zay.
I asked both of y'all.
You did not ask me.
Oh, so we woke up and lied today. We woke up and lied today.
You asked Zay. He was like, I don't want to watch it. It's cringe.
Okay, maybe I didn't.
It's
But did we not watch Steven Universe?
I asked you to do that. And you were like, no. And then I was like, you guys should watch the review so it actually makes sense. And then you guys were like, no, it's fine. And then at the end,
you're bringing up
old
stuff.
You brought up Steven Universe.
So do you want to see Ray of the Last Dragon?
Sure.
You're messing up my point.
I wouldn't have said no. You just didn't ask me.
I thought I asked you.
I'm fairly certain you only asked Zay.
I'm fairly certain you're wrong. But well, I'm also fairly uncertain because I don't remember. I thought I asked both of you guys. But
okay.
Okay, then we should watch it.
Anything else on Croods 2?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it was a good movie at first, but then the monkey part, it was just kind of...
Yeah, it was just butt cheeks.
It was still funny.
Still funny. Just not as good as the first one.
Uh-oh. But, yeah. I think that's all we have to say. All
right, guys. Thank you for tuning in to I Don't Know with JoJo. Sorry. With him, JoJo.
That is me.
And me, Kev, on stage.
And that is him, Kev, on stage.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Goodbye. All right. Goodbye.